One of the major findings is that high rates of hunger and poverty persist in Rhode Island. According to the USDA, there are just two states that have seen a significant increase in the prevalence of hunger since 2011, Louisiana and Rhode Island.
Why is that?
The Rhode Island economy has just not produced enough jobs with the type of wages that are going to move people out of poverty and into the middle class. Low-wage workers have difficulty often being able to afford basic life necessities, including food. And so they really rely on both government nutrition programs and charitable programs like the ones that are operated through the food bank. And more we're concerned because people who are eligible for SNAP, in particular, what used to be the food stamp program, now called SNAP, folks who are eligible for that program and rely on that program to feed their families, many of them have not been able to access the program in the last year.
Now, is that because of the problems with the new computer system?
It is. So ever since the launch of the computer system in September 2016, UHIP, there have been thousands of people who have been blocked from being able to access SNAP benefits.
So that's had a real impact on people getting help.
It has. And what we've seen is that since the launch of the new system, 12% of folks who were enrolled in the SNAP program have lost those benefits. The decrease in SNAP enrollment is more than 20,000 people just in the past year. We know that at the food bank because our member agencies' food pantries and meal programs across the state are reporting to us that they're seeing lots of new people. Having lost SNAP benefits, they now have to go for emergency food assistance.
Now, I imagine that that will improve when UHIP improves.
Absolutely. And that's what we're calling on in this report. We have to fix that system.
What impact, if any, has cuts in federal spending had?
In the House of Representatives, their 2018 budget resolution calls on massive cuts to SNAP, $160 billion over the next 10 years. That's one-third of current SNAP benefits. In Rhode Island, SNAP spending is about $270 million a year. Cut by a third, we would lose $90 million. And there's absolutely no way that the food bank and its network could possibly make up for and compensate for cuts that are that drastic.
Are you operating pretty much at capacity as it is now?
We are. We're serving 57,000 people a month throughout the whole state through our member agencies. Before the recession in 2007, we were serving 33,000 people a month. So this same agencies, it's not like we have more agencies, more people providing help. The same agencies are seeing close to double the number of people each month.
Looking at the report going forward, what can we do about this?
You know, we really urge everyone to call our congressional delegation and say, please oppose cuts to SNAP. It would have a devastating impact on Rhode Island. We also want the governor, as we talked about, to improve UHIP as quickly as possible and restore benefits to people who lost them this past year. We also advocate for an increase in the minimum wage to $15 an hour because higher wages are going to help so many families that we serve. And the food bank needs more help, too, because the demand for food assistance is so high. We want to make sure that we can supply all of our member agencies the food that they need to ensure that no one goes hungry. Nobody is ever turned away.
So what kind of help could you use?
Well, this is the time of year when we have our holiday meal drive. And there are lots of ways for folks to get involved, donating to the food bank through our website, rifoodbank.org. Also donating food to the food bank. And you can do that anytime by dropping off food. And you see that every single day at the food bank. It's one of the most wonderful things for me to see families drive up, often with their children, make that donation. Every dollar, every can of food helps.
I've been talking with Andrew Schiff, CEO of the Rhode Island Community Food Bank. Andrew, thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having me.